A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. Kristen Harila is one of the world's greatest mountain climbers.
Katie!
One by one, this nimble Norwegian clambered her way up 13 of the world's tallest mountains. Her goal was to make it up all 14 of the world's 8,000-meter peaks. It's been done before. But in 6 months, Harila wanted to do it in three, and she was well on her way when she got to the towering 14th mountain, K2, the second tallest mountain in the world. Along with her porters and guides, the climb began uneventfully, but as they closed in on 28,000 feet near the peak, they came across another man who'd fallen off a cliff and was dangling upside down from a rope, seriously injured. Muhammad Hassan is from Pakistan and was a porter for another climbing group. On the way to fame and fortune, there's a video of Harila and her group stepping around the dying man, offering no assistance and continuing onward toward the peak and her 14th summit, just leaving the guy there.
From the summit of K2 in Pakistan on the 27th of July. We are very happy to be here.
By the time they descended, Muhammad Hassan was dead, and Kristen Harila was confronting seething internet fury for her perceived selfishness. She claims her team gave Hassan oxygen and tried to help him for 90 minutes, but there was nothing they can do in this dangerous pass. There's no video of a rescue attempt. Some see a double standard here. If a Westerner had been injured, a rescue effort would have been launched, but a porter from Pakistan became a statistic, while Harila became a climbing legend.
We have reached the summit number 14, 3 months and one day.
It's a legend now tarnished, and she's even receiving death threats over her lack of empathy for a dying man.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.